going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. I said it's a Tomlin Tuesday because we heard the coach and the guy that runs the entire Steelers organization talk about the draft today, and when it came to one person in particular, said more about a draft prospect than ever before. Once upon a time, Mike Tomlin in 2007 was lectured by Kevin Colbert during one of these press conferences about saying one little itty-bitty thing about Darrelle Revis. And Kevin Colbert looked over and said, we don't do that here. Well, now that Kevin's not around and there's no more checks and balances, Mike felt comfortable today offering up very expansive answers on Shedeur Sanders. And I am a Shedeur Sanders fan. I like the idea of the Steelers drafting him. I would be fine with them taking him at 21. But I'd also be lying to everyone if I said I'm not worried or concerned about Sanders here because of Mike Tomlin and because of the way Mike Tomlin just described Shedeur Sanders. He said the dirty I word. He went back to the intangible well, which was the well that gave us Kenny Pickett. And so everyone has scar tissue from that. Everyone's traumatized by that. Everyone's still paranoid because of that. So to hear Mike Tomlin basically describe this guy who's now connected to the Steelers more than any other player get talked about and described the same way scares me.
Should scare you, Pony. Do we know what Tomlin said about Pickett when they drafted him?
We do. Here it is.
We talked about his high floor, and the high floor was because of the intangibles. But also
there it is.
The anticipation and the pro accuracy were very obvious and consistent when studying his tape.
The things we can't measure or put a finger on, that's what he's good at.
So the one thing he said about Pickett that was tangible there was the anticipation and pro accuracy, which Kenny actually I don't feel like had very often because he was usually scrambling the wrong way out of the pocket. The one thing most Shedeur Sanders fans will tell you he has, and even I think people who are skeptical of him will say, is that he's an accurate quarterback who anticipates generally very well when he's within the pocket and when he's within structure, throws guys open. He does certain things that are high-level traits. The problem with Shedeur Sanders is everything else you want in a quarterback, high-level athletic ability, a strong throwing arm, things like that matter in today's NFL. The best quarterbacks nowadays generally are able to make something happen on the run. He does very, 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 very little of that. This makes me uneasy to a point. The one thing I am trying to do, because I am not a Shedeur Sanders guy, I do not want the Steelers to take him. I think that would be making a similar mistake to Kenny Pickett all over again, such that I would even call it Kenny Pickett 2.0.
It sounds like the same mistake based on how Tomlin compared the prospect.
It is, and it's also a guy that could fall well into the 20s. You'd be a team. Who said that to us? Do you really want to be the team taking a quarterback in the 20s for the second time in 4 years?
Mike Renner said that from CBS Sports. Ryan Wilson from CBS
Thank
Sports,
you.
Who refuses to go on with Starkey, will join us at 4:15 today.
I appreciate that about Ryan. I think that's a problem. I've been jousting with people. One guy randomly lecturing me, just continually saying that's not how the draft works every time he sends me a tweet.
And how are you saying the draft works?
I intimated that a player like Shedeur Sanders is not going to be worth taking if he has slid to pick 20. I'll read you the exact tweet and explain my logic here because it's not hard. I said this. It's disappointing but unsurprising to see so many people talking themselves into Sanders at 21. If he was the caliber of prospect many of you seem to have convinced yourselves that he is, he wouldn't be there for the taking anywhere near the 21st pick. And I've gotten a whole cavalcade of, that's not how the draft works. Guys slide for various reasons. What about Lamar? What about Hurts? What about Rodgers? What about this? They'll use like the four or five like truly successful examples that you can pluck off the top of your head. Fine. Shedeur Sanders, by the way, is not an Aaron Rodgers-level arm talent. He's not a Lamar Jackson-level athlete. He's not a Hurts-level athlete going to a Hurts-quality team like the Eagles. Purdy not going to a system like that. This is my problem. Other guys at other positions do get pushed down the board sometimes, and you can get great value. Do you know why other positions, Pony, get pushed down the board in most drafts?
Because you're going to tell me people overdraft quarterbacks.
Because they get pushed up the board because there is always such a need. And there are no fewer than four teams ahead of the Steelers, functionally three. The Giants, the Browns, and the Saints, because we already know it's out there that Cam Ward's going number one. The Titans have told him they're picking him. There are three teams that need a quarterback as bad or worse than the Steelers do, who so far aren't being credibly connected, I would say, by like a plurality, a majority of insiders and draft experts to Shedeur Sanders. If Shedeur Sanders was even like an above average first round prospect, like most years he's a no doubt first round pick, maybe it's back half of the first round, he'd be getting pushed up to like the Giants or at the very least the Saints. I'm not seeing many people do that. Most people think he's going to slide when he plays the one position that goes the other way relative to a player's actual ability. That is very troubling to me. It is, and it should be, to anybody that wants to see this team with Mike Tomlin at the helm avoid a repeat of the Kenny Pickett mistake.
Donnie, you tweeted something to the same effect. You think the Steelers are going to, you study history to make sure you don't make the same mistake twice, and you implied strongly on social media that you think that's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, and it's not even like a direct comparison of the two prospects, because people see something like that, like they were seeing what Chris would put out there, and think like, well, Sanders ain't Kenny Pickett. That's not what I'm saying.
Wait, so you don't think the two guys are similar?
I'm not comparing the players, more so the situation.
But do you think the two players are similar?
No, I think Sanders is a better player.
Okay.
But that still doesn't mean I think he's going to be some star in Pittsburgh. I do think that the premise of how that draft went and how this draft is working out, I think it's a similar situation, because outside of Cam Ward, we have been told by many that it is a weak quarterback class. The position that gets looked through a microscope more than any other position once we get around draft time, to where they try to project out, is this a good class? Is this a bad class? Is it just somewhere in the middle? That 2022 draft, there were multiple teams ahead of the Steelers that needed a quarterback, at least three of them. All of them said, nah, we're good. We're either all right with what we have, which is just some bum journeyman, or we'll wait until next year's draft completely. And that's what a team like the Carolina Panthers did, for example. Kind of the same way here. There are multiple QB needy teams ahead of the Steelers in this draft that, at least as of right now, are not expected to take this guy.
Furthermore, Donnie, there are not that many guys in this draft at non-quarterback positions. It's not seen as an exceptionally talent-laden at the top draft. It's much more a depth draft. Everything I've read suggests that. So it's not even like there are just a plethora of first-round picks elsewhere. There's relatively few, and these teams are going to prioritize, instead of, we all know you're supposed to take a swing on quarterback every time till you figure it out, instead of doing that in the first round when you have the full access to the board or the full list access, these teams seemingly, again this year, like in 2022 that Donnie pointed out, they're going to go with another position. The most realistic team that actually needs Shedeur Sanders that might draft him in the first round is the Browns, but they would do it by trading back into the first round. And that's only if the Steelers actually let him pass, because I don't think they'd be able to trade far enough back in to get to like pick 20 to jump them. They're going to do the smart thing and take Travis Hunter, I think, number two overall.
I disagree with that. I think the smart thing would be Abdul Carter, but that's okay. We don't need to litigate
making my overall point. They're going to take somebody who's not Shedeur Sanders at number two that they think is a great actual football player.
I don't have as big of a problem with sight. Like, you guys seem to think that because the Giants, Saints, and Browns aren't interested in Shedeur Sanders, that that's a bad thing. I don't think that those are particularly well-run organizations. So the fact that they might make a mistake and pick a player when they have a quarterback need and pass on a quarterback is not something that spooks me about Sanders as much as it clearly does with both of you. It's the way that Tomlin described him.
What, you think the Steelers are a well-run organization at the moment?
Well, I think they're a more well-run organization than those teams. I mean, I don't think that they are. No, I don't think that they're a great run organization anymore. But I think that they're still clearly better than those three teams. I just, it honestly made my skin crawl when I heard him say toughness, competitive spirit, and intangibles.
It should. He didn't say, oh, he made a lot of plays for them. Mike, tell us about his arm talent. Tell us about, I mean, there are things about Shedeur Sanders' game that even I, a detractor, can say he's still the second best quarterback in a very weak class. He throws guys open well. He does know what he's looking at. He doesn't get fazed by by complicated schemes. He just isn't good enough athletically or talent-wise to be a big-time player,
in my
opinion.
It just sounds to me like he's falling in love with
he's such
same,
a gamer.
Yeah, and I
love guys who love football. I'm Mike Tomlin. He's the ultimate volunteer. Hey, I just can't wait to get in here and crunch tape. What did he say about Pickett to justify it? I believe in him when Pickett was already here and struggling. I believe in him because I see the work he puts in.
Yeah, he's the first guy in and the last guy out. What's so strange about that is when it comes to wide receiver in positions like that, they'll bypass football character and stuff like that and just go with the most talented dude, even if he's got a checkered past or red flags, and roll the dice because Mike feels like he can just channel those talents and make those guys into productive players. So I just don't understand why that wouldn't apply to the most important position, which is quarterback, where Mike wouldn't say, give me the guy with tools and I'll coach him. I'll get the other things in line. You're paying me $20 million. Give me the guy that's got the arm or the strength or whatever it is. That's like a tangible thing. Not he's tough.
He competes hard. He gives a crap.
This is the first time in a while. Well, actually, that's not true. The first time I got scared of Shedeur Sanders was when it was reported that Tomlin loved him. And I just, anytime he likes a quarterback, I now am trained to want to think the opposite because I have such little opinion of where Tomlin comes down on this position.
That does,
days.
Though, bring up the same thing you always say to me, which is, then why would you want them to draft any quarterback ever?
I know.
And I don't ever have a good response
and
for
I don't
you,
have a
and
good
I don't
one
think
here
you
either.
Should have a good one here.
Yeah. Unless we get back to what I've said to you too, which was with the mistake I made with Kenny. I thought Kenny was Tomlin proof. I don't think Shedeur Sanders is Tomlin proof. I don't think he's one of these guys where, like Ben Roethlisberger, I firmly believe if Ben had been drafted by the Browns, he would have fixed that organization. I think that there's probably once every couple of years a quarterback where, regardless of where they go, if Patrick Mahomes had been drafted by the Bears, they would have won Super Bowls. I think there are just players at that position that are that good and that kind of unbreakable. And I don't view Sanders that way. I just want...
Hardly anyone does. Most people think he needs to go to the right situation. Did you see Ben Solak today, the ESPN writer?
I did.
He gave what I thought was like a fair breakdown of Sanders, good and bad. He said the guy does some things that are good. Here are some things he does that are bad that you're not going to like. And then he said, but that all being said, he might even be underrated because so many people now are dogging him and he's sliding. Here are the four teams that most need a quarterback because he's a guy that has to go to the right fit, right? He rated the following fits: Giants, Browns, Saints, Steelers. The first line about the Steelers, this would be a bad landing spot for Shedeur Sanders.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Omar, is there a quarterback in this year's draft class that you guys feel could be the franchise quarterback of this team's future?
I'll just say it's a good group without going into specifics, and you don't know how things are going to shake out on draft day, but I'll just say it's a talented group.
Wouldn't say yes, Omar Khan, but we know it's not his call, but I'll remember that comment if and when Shedeur Sanders gets picked, because it'll make me feel like if Khan were in a situation where maybe he had equal control or more control, they would wait on a quarterback, which I think is what most fans want.
Who's the order of operations here for how they pick this? Is it Rooney, Tomlin, Con Weidel, or Tomlin, Rooney, Con Weidel?
Rooney, Tomlin, Con Weidel. But
very close between one and two there, you're saying?
I think Art probably trusts those guys to do their job. When I say they, I mean Mike, like setting the agenda for everything that gets done. But I'm sure sometimes, like we think he did with Kenny, he gets in the mix and is like, hey, it would be really nice if we drafted this kid who works right next door.
How do they, I would be remiss if I did not point out after hearing Mike say what he said today, how can they all be so, and I think Sanders is a better prospect than Kenny, which I've said numerous times, but probably have to keep repeating because everyone has the memory of, what's an animal with a short memory, Donnie?
Anything? An elephant?
No, they have long memories, very long memories.
A gnat?
Like the memento guy who had to tattoo stuff to his body because he had short-term memory loss.
The fish and Nemo that never remembers.
That's a good one. So I think he's a better prospect than Pickett. I do. But I don't think it's like head and shoulders. I think it's a matter of degrees. I think he's more accurate than Kenny, and I think he's a better anticipator of throws. But like, how do they not look at his tape and say, wait a minute, this would be the same mistake we made a couple of years ago?
Segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is Cindy's Hard Mountain Tea from Cinderlands Brewing, benefiting partners for quality. We asked the question on Twitter, if the Steelers take Shedeur Sanders, are they making another Kenny Pickett-sized mistake? 60% of you said, yes, they are. Chad Brown, who watched every single one of Shedeur Sanders' games at Colorado and played for the Steelers and is a Colorado alum, joins us in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, let's hear from you, starting with Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'd have to say it would be worse than Kenny, I think, because it shows they didn't learn anything from that mistake. I mean, what's Shedeur Sanders' record at Colorado?
13-12.
What was John Elway's record at Stanford?
I don't know, terrible, to be honest with you. But, I mean, that's just – okay, so that's one point. But, I mean,
you could also say, how did Shedeur look against, like, the best competition they played? And the answer is not nearly as good as he did against worse teams.
Yeah, but I would say, as a comeback to that, Colorado was a laughingstock college program before he got there. They looked like crap against – anybody and everybody.
Is he more responsible for them being so much better, or is Travis Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner, more responsible? I guess it's a tough call. They're both going to have their numbers retired.
And the thing was, you know, Kenny had much more starting game experience, and, you know, in that last year at Pitt, he, you know, let's face it, he looked really good, and he looked good in the preseason the last year where he fell apart. So
what's the moral of the story
here?
Never draft a quarterback ever again? What is the moral of the story then?
With Tomlin, that may be the moral of the story because he cannot develop a quarterback. I mean, he seems to have shown that.
Fair point. I have no reason to want to shout you down you're wrong about
that. There's a very clear rebuttal, not rebuttal to that, but if you don't like any of the things that Tomlin does with quarterbacks, what should they do? If you're going to pick a player, you can't just live in your fears. Try to pick somebody with overwhelming physical talent. Because I think that's the guy who gives you the best chance of surmounting what I think is a bad environment for quarterbacks to be.
Larry brings up an interesting point on Twitter. Would you feel better about Sanders if the Steelers traded up into the top 10 to take him? Because that's where quarterbacks get picked.
No, I wouldn't, because they would be the team making that value judgment. Like, what? They traded up to, like, 8th because they knew the Saints were going to pick him at 9?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but just hypothetically speaking.
No, it still would. That would just be one other team that I would feel like was probably getting hoodwinked here. The consensus on the guy is that most people have him either as a first-round guy, back half of the first round. I've seen a lot of places that have him as a second-round quarterback.
Jeremiah put out his final draft rankings today and had him ahead of every one of the defensive tackles.
When Jeremiah does that, does he say, I wait for positional value?
No, because he has Genty third. Actually, I think he is Genty second. I think he says he's the second best player.
He had him third behind Carter Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he thinks Sanders is a better prospect than Harmon, who he had 24th, Nolan, who he had 28th, and Grant, who he had 31st.
Kuiper
has Sanders number one among quarterbacks, even higher than Ward.
The problem for me, I know I saw that again today. The problem for me with Sanders is I've seen a good amount of him actually playing in real time, not watch tape where people can cherry pick good or bad. And you'll see a couple plays that highlight all the good stuff that people like about him, and they look pretty impressive. Hey, there's a good throw there. There's him like making a little bit of extra time.
You can pretty much do that with any quarterback with highlights.
There's a feel for him in the pocket. But then some of his lowlights, man, and then some of the in-between plays where you have to judge how will that go in the NFL, the lowlights are bad, and the in-between stuff hardly ever feels like, oh, yeah, he'll get away with that in the league.
Yeah, you know who you could have done that with, though, last year, for sure? Drake May. Drake May had absolutely terrible plays at North Carolina his final year there.
He also, penultimate year there, switched to left-handed and threw a touchdown pass against Pitt. The physical tools were overwhelmingly good.
Here is Nathan in Slippery Rock. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Happy Tuesday.
You too.
So there's two reasons why I feel like I don't think Shedeur is a good fit in Pittsburgh, and one of which is definitely because it's a very big Kenny Pickett comparison, and the thing that stands out to me in terms of that is the amount of sacks that both those guys take. They hang in the pocket way too long and take a lot of bad sacks.
They also both drift in the pocket, too. That was a Kenny problem, and Shedeur also drifts a lot.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, too, is I just think, obviously, we need a quarterback, but our team has a lot of other holes, and the thing to me is not having that second round pick makes it very difficult to address a lot of things that we're going to need to address in this draft. So that's why I feel maybe you wait for a Will Howard in the third round and then maybe try to trade a guy like George Pickens and regain that second round pick, because we're not going to bring him back next year anyway on a $30 million contract. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, we'll get to what the comments were today from Khan on George Pickens, because it did come up. And Look, I don't see the where I differentiate from people is I don't see any of those defensive linemen as guys that the Steelers can't screw up. They found a way to screw up the guy that you thought was going to be the best left tackle in team
history.
Still got
a shot there. He hasn't played a snap of left tackle
yet. I understand that, but to put, have they done right
no,
by the player
not.
So far?
No, I'm being difficult on
if
purpose.
We've got like Derek Harmon, for example, and he could play defensive end, he could play defensive tackle, he could do any number of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced that they're going to correctly utilize him and play him either right away when they should, or shouldn't, like, or make him wait.
Even if Walter Nolan fell to them, and you love Walter Nolan.
I like him a lot. I won't say love. I mean, I just like watching games.
You see shades of Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I see big playmaking there. But we had Farabon yesterday, and he basically said that they're spooked by the guy. I think character was the word that he brought up. Which, again, like, since when does Mike Tomlin put such stock in that? He's still got George Pickens on this team.
Well, George is just on the path to becoming, you know, mature, best version of himself.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What Mike Tomlin said about Aaron Rodgers in 15 minutes, and what Aaron Rodgers' best friend in football said Rodgers wants from the Steelers, what might be potentially holding up a Rodgers deal, and it's not the personal life story that he gave McAfee on Thursday. 412-928-9370. Chad Brown going to join us in a couple of minutes on Shedeur Sanders. In the meantime, here is Noah in Indiana. Hello, Noah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
A couple things here. First of all, I mean, any draft class like this, I think you're inheriting a certain amount of risk, not being the strongest class. So what I think the Steelers have to do, what I think they have to come together and say is, Where does our identity come in as how we want to run this offense? If you want to stay with the pound the ground, rely on your defense sort of play, I think you can maybe get away with Shedeur. But clearly they've shown that they can't win playoff games that
well, there's
way.
There's a lot of guys they can get away with.
I have a devil's advocate take.
Why use a first-round pick on a guy like that who's just going to be a game manager?
Take Jalen Milroe at like pick 83 if you think he'll be there, Noah, because he's maybe the second-best running back if you just slotted him at that position. Let him just run the Lamar Jackson-style offense with him at
yeah.
that point.
Yeah, so what I think you have to do is I think you have to go in and find a trait, whether you know any of these four guys find a trait that you like and just roll with that.
Well, the traits Mike Tomlin gave us today on Shedeur was toughness, competitive spirit, and intangibles. And I like Shedeur Sanders, and I want the Steelers to take him, but that was unsettling hearing Tomlin describe intangibles as the greatest strength, which is the same thing he did with Kenny Pickett when that pick went belly up. All right, Chad Brown joins us, the ex-Steeler. He is a Colorado Buff, so he knows all about Shedeur Sanders, watched him very closely, so we figure let's chat with someone who knows the player inside and out. Chad, when you look at Shedeur Sanders, do you see a first-round quarterback?
I do. I do. Now, this is not a very quarterback-rich draft, and we know that quarterbacks are often overdrafted as far as where they go in the draft in relation to their draft ranking. I've seen Shedeur as low as the 25th player in this draft class, but there's not 32 starting-level quarterbacks in the NFL. So if you are a team who doesn't have that guy, you may have to overdraft to get someone that you're maybe not 100% certain on or not necessarily dazzled about. But this is the way of the NFL. You cannot win without a quarterback. The ability to play great defense or run the football, this is a passing league at this point. And you need a quarterback under center who on third down can make plays.
Chad, I am not a huge Sanders believer. I do think he's the second best quarterback in the class, but I don't, like you said, I don't think it's a very deep class at that position at all. But I'll ask you this. Three just quick things, the three things that spring to mind the most that you like about Shedeur Sanders' game when you think about him as an NFL quarterback. What are the three things that pop up first for you about what he does?
Well, I spend time in Denver, and the number of starts that Bo Nix had before he became a Denver Bronco, that was critical to his development during his rookie year. And so for the Broncos to recognize that all – he played 61 games in college,
yeah.
Bo Nix did. And so that experience played a major role versus, say, the Colts going with Anthony Richardson where they went with talent without having experience. For Shedeur Sanders, there's clearly arm talent there, but there's a wealth of experience. Never had less than 400 attempts in any of his four seasons in college football. Never threw the ball under a 65% completion ratio. Never had less than 27 touchdowns in a season. So here's a guy who has thrown the ball a lot, who's done it at a lower level, done it at a higher level, and done it with an incredible amount of scrutiny placed upon him, maybe more so than a lot of other quarterbacks would be able to handle. So the intangibles that Mike Tomlin is talking about, and I won't even dive into him saying Kenny Pickett had those intangibles because I don't know what he was seeing there, but for Shedeur Sanders, there are intangibles. There's a pedigree, a background, and one of the things about being a quarterback is your ability to handle the pressure, to handle the scrutiny, to handle all that comes with being the guy. And I think he's very comfortable in that. Is there a little bit more swagger and, you know, braggadociousness than I would like for my quarterback? There is. But I'm 54 years old. Here's a guy who's obviously in his early 20s. And I'm sure a 54-year-old looking back at 22-year-old Chad Brown could have probably said the same things about me back then as well.
Chad, you played in the NFL for a while, and you cover it now, and you watch the NFL and college closely. Who does Shedeur Sanders remind you of?
Wow, that's a difficult one because obviously with his father, you want to go to an athletic quarterback. But Shedeur, while not a poor athlete, certainly is a guy who would never remind you of Lamar Jackson, as I heard maybe your previous caller there talking about. There's no explosive skill set there. He's got an ability to slide and maneuver within the pocket, but it's more about an arm strength, and it's more about the mind game than just the pure athleticism. Maybe some of the desire to make plays in a that's also a negative comparison. I want to say Jameis Winston without all the interceptions, because we've seen what Jameis Winston tries to extend plays too long and falls into some mistakes. Shedeur does that a bit, but not to that same level. But the desire to make a play, desire to always be thinking about attacking the defense, desire always to be looking down the field, I'm not sure if there's a direct NFL comparison, but I see a guy who has to get some of that worked out of his game. At the same time, that's one of the best parts of his game, always putting pressure on the defense and trying to find ways to make an explosive play.
Chad, how close do you think Shedeur Sanders is to being a finished product? I guess what I'm really asking is, like, this is a ceiling question. Is there a very high ceiling there? Is he a guy that you expect would get a lot better surrounded by NFL-caliber players at every position? I know that Colorado O-line was a problem for him. Like, where do you look at him in terms of projectability? There's guys like Josh Allen who get way better when they go to the pros. Then there's guys who are kind of topped out as prospects when they get drafted. So how does he slot in there for you?
I think there's certainly room for improvement as far as the things I just talked about. You know, trying to force the defense and force the offense to into big play. Sometimes in the NFL, you've got to take what the defense gives you. If the defensive coordinator calls the right defense, yeah, if you throw the ball more than 15 yards downfield, the ball is going to be in peril for being a turnover, interception. So he's got to work some of that out of his game. But from the arm strength, the accuracy, a nice ball delivered, there's some folks who have incredible arm strength, but the ball's difficult to catch. There's some guys who can deliver a nice ball within in between the numbers, but don't have the arm strength to throw it outside the numbers. So he's got the prerequisite arm strength and arm talent and arm skill. There is an ability to slide and maneuver around the pocket, but I think the best growth of his game is going to be learning when to get rid of the football, learning when the play is over, learning when the play is decided. Yes, I know I've got a crosser at 18 yards, but I know that middle linebacker is going to be there. Let me take this check down. Let me live to fight another down. So if we can just eliminate, from an NFL coaching staff perspective, some of the bad ball from Shedeur, which there wasn't a whole lot of, but if you can start to eliminate that, and based upon what I've seen for 4 years of him as a starter, there is something there that is good enough for him to be a starting level NFL quarterback. To be an all-time great, I'm not necessarily seeing those skill sets and that caliber of anticipation and arm strength and all that. But you don't necessarily need to be that. You don't need to be Peyton Manning or Tom Brady to win in the NFL. You just need to be good and not turn the ball over and eliminate some of your poor quality plays.
James texts in and says, ask Chad if he thinks, should Urs Sanders live a better Steelers career than former Colorado quarterback Cordell Stewart?
I think Cordell, unfortunately, was a bit ahead of his time.
Yes, he was.
He's quarterback with that skill set now. So, from a core, I can say from a passing perspective, considering the rules of today's game, the way today's game is played, the way that wide receivers are valued and rewarded contractually, that Shador will have a better statistical career than Cordell had. Take the Steelers to the championship game as Cordell did, that would remain to be seen. But statistically, he is a more polished passer walking in the door than certainly Cordell was as a Colorado Buffalo going into the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chad, very quickly here, we had another Steve texted in this question, and it's a good one. Do you think Shador Sanders, it'll help him or hurt him, at least initially, being coached by a staff other than the one his dad puts together? He's been coached by his father, who's obviously a legend, for a pretty long time now. How do you think that adjustment will go?
I think it will be an adjustment. It's always going to be an adjustment when you move from that kind of situation where your dad's always been your coach your entire life. But I think it's going to be a good adjustment. One of the things coaches do is they take you where you can't take yourself. And in this case, maybe take you where your dad couldn't take you because there was too much familiarity. To start with a blank slate, to have everything judged and evaluated, as Bill Cowher used to tell me, everything you do is going to be judged and evaluated, as opposed to having that knowledge of the player, now everything's going to be fresh for him. And I think that's one of those things that could take his game to the next level.
Chad Brown, former Buff, former Steeler, does great media stuff. His take on Shador Sanders, said he could be Jameis Winston without all the interceptions. I would actually take that out of an NFL quarterback. That was very well said, Chad. Thanks, and we'll do it again soon. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Pony.
Yes.
If Shador Sanders attempted to replicate Cordell Stewart's famous Hail Mary to beat Michigan in the Big House, at what yard line does the ball fall incomplete?
I think 15.
That's not really a knock on him so Donnie, much as it is see. A commentary on that being the greatest Hail Mary ever.
Let's see if Malzi can get the Shador Sanders trivia question right that you struggled with.
Skip ahead and just say, no, can't.
Who is Shador Sanders' personal quarterback's coach? I will give you a comparison. I will give you a clue, I mean. He was an AFC Central quarterback who played against the Steelers throughout the 1990s.
There's only like one name that for some reason is jumping to mind, and I don't think it would be I don't think he would be coached by a guy who threw lefty, so I'm ruling out Brunel. The first name that popped in my head was Jeff Blake.
Yep.
The Blake Street Bomber.
Let's go.
I know the Bengals sucked back then. I lived in fear of that game twice
a year.
What
did I tell you? I said Chris has a
he loves himself some because Jeff
I
Blake.
I told you that.
Here's what Jeff Blake would do. I'd be watching on my little, like, you know, the tube TV, pre-HD, pre-great camera angles. His ass would drop back randomly, throw the ball off the screen for about 5 seconds, and there's Darnay Scott or Carl Pickens running past Dwayne Washington for a 70-yard touchdown.
I don't know if Chad meant to do this, but if you're telling me Shador Sanders is Jameis Winston without the interceptions, you've got a great quarterback.
I respectfully disagree when he talks about the arm talent. Jameis had one of the best arms in the league. He still does have one of the better arms in the league.
He just makes horrible decisions
Shador
with
Sanders
the ball.
Sanders does not have a great arm. He doesn't even. There are people from a strength perspective who don't even think he has a good arm.
I thought they to me seem like very opposite quarterbacks.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.